Arkham Horror vs. Eldritch Horror vs. Mansions of Madness, the best Lovecraft cooperative. Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. If you can only buy one, get Mansions of Madness, second edition. It's the plug-and-play pick that lands dead center in the sweet spot of price, variety, and easy to learn, and the app doing the keeper job makes it the most immersive box of the three out of the gate. But if you're mostly playing solo or as a duo and you want the deepest, most novel-like campaign of your life and your wallet can survive the slow burn, Arkham Horror, the card game is the connoisseur's crown. And if you want a whole Call of Cthulhu adventure in a single evening with zero app and zero expansion treadmill, Eldritch Horror is your globetrotting one-shot. Match the box to your table first, the right answer changes per friend group. Okay, I have read the room, the r/boardgames threads, the forum slapfights, the which one do I buy DMs that all of us have sent at 1M, and I'm reporting back warm and honest. Because here's the thing the internet keeps fumbling, there is no single best Lovecraft cooperative. There's the best one asterisk for your specific table, and the three contenders are barely even the same kind of night out. Mansions is a haunted house movie you star in, an app whispers narration, locks doors, spawns the thing behind you. Arkham LCG is an RPG in a box where your investigator carries scars and choices across a branching campaign like a character in a novel you're co-writing. Eldritch is a world-spanning adventure compressed into one sitting, all physical dice and gorgeous encounter cards, no app, no homework. Same mythos, three completely different vibes. So I'm not going to pick for you and run. I'm going to hand you the whole group chat, the consensus, the catch, the snack tips, the etiquette, the who do I invite call, and let you walk away knowing exactly which box belongs on your table. Pull up a chair. The lights are already dim. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Which one is actually the best, and is there even one answer? Let me cut through it because the consensus is clearer than the comment sections make it look. The single most repeated buy one verdict across hobby blogs and forums, if you want plug-and-play immersion for a group or for new players, get Mansions of Madness 2E. It sits, as the community puts it, right at the intersection of price, variety, and being easy to learn. That's the safe, joyful, hand it 21 pick. The connoisseur's pick is Arkham LCG, the deepest game of the three, by a wide margin on story and arguably the best solo tabletop experience on the market. The catch is real, it's brutally hard, rules dense, and a long-tail money pit. You buy it because you want to asterisk grow into asterisk it. The sleeper joy is Eldritch Horror, a full Call of Cthulhu campaign squeezed into one 2-4 hour evening with the best encounter writing on the board. No app, no treadmill, huge variety. The catch, it's the fiddliest to set up and can leave players idle at high counts. So the honest answer is match the box to the table, not the table to the box. Casual group that wants atmosphere than Mansions. Solo duo who wants a campaign with consequences than Arkham. Crew that wants one big self-contained adventure tonight than Eldritch. The one-line decision tree app-driven immersion for a casual group than Mansions. A self-contained globetrotting adventure with no app than Eldritch. A deep solo duo campaign you'll grow into than Arkham LCG. Pick the night you actually want, then the box picks itself. Same mythos, different nights. Don't think of these as three versions of one game. Mansions zooms you into one location for escape room tension. Eldritch and Arkham zoom out across a wider scope where you assign roles. They scratch genuinely different itches. The big dividing line, do you really need the app? This is the argument every single time, so let me lay it flat. Mansions of Madness 2E requires its free companion app, Steam, iOS, Android, and it is your keeper. It narrates, spawns monsters, locks doors, shuffles the map, runs the puzzles. No app, no game. That dependence is exactly why it's the most atmospheric box on the table, ambient audio, randomized layouts, a voice in the dark, and also the most common long-term worry buyers raise because the game's lifespan rides on ongoing app support. Good news as of 2026, the app is still actively maintained. Eldritch Horror needs no app at all. It's 100 physical dice and decks beginning to end. The only app is an unofficial fan-made setup helper called the Eldritch Companion, and it's strictly optional. You will never be locked out by a dead server. Arkham LCG also needs no app. It's a card game, the campaign lives in the box. So if this game still works in 10 years no matter what matters to you, Eldritch and Arkham are forever boxes. If I want a movie to play tonight and I don't care about the year 2040 is your energy, Mansions earns every bit of its app dependence. App dependence is a real long-term call. Mansions ties its lifespan to app device support, beautiful now, a question mark in a decade. If plays forever offline, no matter what is non-negotiable, Eldritch or Arkham LCG are the no-app forever boxes. Which one is the real solo masterpiece? Solo players gather because here the consensus is loud and it's not close. Arkham LCG is the standout solo game, full stop. True solo, one investigator, one deck is praised everywhere as one of the best solo tabletop experiences available because it rewards efficiency and teaches the engine fast. The twist veterans love, many of them play two-handed instead, running two decks at once, to hit the asterisk intended asterisk difficulty curve and unlock real combo teamwork even when nobody else is at the table. Eldritch is genuinely great solo too, with one big asterisk. A single investigator is the asterisk hardest asterisk way to play. Solo, it has zero downtime, nobody to wait on, but the game wants 3 to 4 investigators whether you're alone or in a group, so smart soloists run several characters. It's a wonderful solitaire engine. Just don't go one against the cosmos and expect mercy. Mansions is playable solo but designed for groups, it's the weakest of the three alone. The app technically lets you do it, a feat the Human Keeper First Edition couldn't. But the magic of Mansions is shared gasps. Bring people solo, run more than one in Arkham, go two-handed, two decks for the real difficulty and the combos. In Eldritch, pilot 3 to 4 investigators, a lone hero is the hardest, least fun mode. More characters, more game, story or atmosphere, which box wins which crown? Here's where I get to play favorites for each, because every one of these wins something asterisk. Best story narrative depth, Arkham LCG by consensus. Investigators gain XP, suffer trauma, and your choices asterisk branch the campaign. Players rank it first by a wide margin and they keep naming the same peaks, the Unspeakable Oath, the Pallid Mask, the whole path to Carcosa campaign as the pinnacle of scenario design in the genre. You're not playing a game so much as co-writing a horror novel where the ink doesn't erase. Best atmosphere slash immersion, Mansions of Madness. The app's narration, the ambient audio, the warping haunted house reveals it's a movie you're inside. Its most loved scenarios are story standouts. Escape from Innsmouth is the most Lovecraftian and unapologetically brutal. It often demands you sacrifice a teammate, Chef's kiss of despair, and puzzle-heavy missions like In the Jungle Awakens give your clue solvers and fighters genuinely distinct jobs. Best standalone encounter writing, Eldritch Horror. This is its crown jewel, multi-stage encounter cards that read RPG adjacent, a world-spanning Call of Cthulhu campaign compressed into one evening. The writing is the best on the market for a board game and you get the whole arc in a single sitting. Three crowns, no overlap, Arkham, deepest persistent story, Mansions, richest atmosphere. Eldritch equals best self-contained encounter writing. You're not ranking better or worse so much as choosing which crown you want on your table. Know the legend's path to Carcosa, Arkham's most praised campaign. Escape from Innsmouth, Mansions' brutal Lovecraftian standout. Azathoth, Eldritch's beginner ancient one, you can't fight him, you win by solving three mysteries. Drop these and the table knows you've done the reading. How do you go from first night chaos to actually good? Here's the ladder, basics, intermediate, tournament brain, because all three of these reward growth and the early hours can be rough. Start basics. In Arkham, do not build your own deck cold, copy a proven starter from ArkhamDB and specialize, be a fighter or a clue seeker, never a do-everything hybrid. And kindly cheat while learning, rewind a turn if you forgot a card trigger, the community openly blesses this for newcomers. In Eldritch, start against Azathoth, you can't fight him, you just solve three mysteries to win, which teaches the clue and encounter loop without a boss brawl. In Mansions, slow down, your enjoyment scales with how hard you lean into the narration, not how fast you crack the puzzle. Level up, intermediate. Master Arkham's action economy. Evade enemies instead of killing them when clues matter more and let the right investigator do the right job. Clear the path so your seeker scoops multiple clues. Time your act advancement. Never advance the act as your last action of the round. Advance early so the table can react before the mythos phase punishes you. In Eldritch, assign roles out loud, a fighter, a lore clue getter like Trish against Azathoth, and pre-plan as a team. In Mansions, split the party on purpose, send the puzzle solver ahead while a combat character covers them. Sharpen competitive brain. Arkham has no big formal tournament circuit like its sibling Netrunner, the meta lives in campaign optimization and the ArkhamDB deck community, and true solo is the purest skill test there is. Learn the chaos bag cold, know your scenario's token spread and calculate your odds before you burn a card on a test you'd pass anyway. Manipulate Doom around agenda timing, Doom gaining cards are safest played right before an agenda advances. And track XP efficiency across a whole campaign. If a scenario's lost, salvage max experience or resign cleanly so trauma doesn't snowball. The act timing trick that saves runs never advance the act as your last action of the round. Advance early so the whole table can react to the consequences before the mythos phase swings. New players lose runs to this one timing mistake constantly. Buy in the right order Arkham, the newest 2026 core, then the Dunwich Legacy, the classic best first campaign, maybe a second core for double class cards once you're hooked. Eldritch then Forsaken lore first, it fixes base box repetition. Mansions then picked by theme, Horrific Journeys' Train Zeppelin liner is the fan favorite. Is this a family night or a connoisseur's obsession? Let me sort the table by who's actually sitting at it, because this matters more than any board game geek rating. For families and newcomers, the order is clear: mansions first. Streamlined rules, an 8-year-old can genuinely join, and the app handles all the bookkeeping so nobody has to be the rules referee growling at the manual. Eldritch is the next step up. Everyone stays engaged, but it's more complex, so save it for the crew that's ready to climb. Watch the runtime, friends. All three run 2 to 3+ hours. For a family night, pick a shorter mansion scenario and let the app's randomized variants keep it fresh across sessions so it never feels like a rerun. And here's the etiquette landmine to dodge, the alpha gamer trap. Heavy co-ops invite one confident player to solve everyone's turn a known Eldritch and Arkham 3e pitfall. Agree up front, each player owns their own investigator's decisions. Advise, don't dictate. The move that makes co-ops sing with kids and casuals alike: give everyone a clear job, the puzzle solver, the monster fighter, the clue runner, so no one is just watching the confident person play solitaire in front of an audience. Mansions and Eldritch both have roles that suit different temperaments. Nobody's a spectator. The alpha gamer trap: in any heavy cooperative, one player can end up directing everyone. The fun quietly drains out of the other seats. House rule it: each person owns their own investigator's calls. Advise, never dictate. This single agreement saves more game nights than any strategy tip. Give every kid a role, hand each player a job, puzzle solver, monster fighter, clue runner, so nobody's just watching. It turns a long cooperative from the grown-ups play and we wait into we all have a thing, which is the whole point. What does it actually cost and where do I stop? Real talk on money, because this is where Arkham scares people and where I want to set you free. It adds up very, very quickly. Buy the entry that fits your budget, not the completionist's fantasy. 1/2026 heads up. The new Chapter 2 core set is a genuine reboot, new intro campaign, 5 mechanically new investigators, rebalanced cards. Beginners should buy the asterisk newest asterisk core because upcoming campaigns require its encounter sets. The older 2021 revised core only matters if you're chasing out-of-print Chapter 1 content. You can stop wherever feels good, there's a great game at every tier. Don't let a completionist online guilt you into the whole shelf, most players stop happily in the middle. By the 2026 core, not the 2021 one, the 2021 revised core only matters for out-of-print Chapter 1 content. New player, newest box, how do you be the host everyone wants to play with? This is the player's code, the part nobody writes down but everybody feels. These are co-ops, the etiquette is the game. Win graciously. You win or lose together, so there's no gloating, only we did it. When a clutch chaos bag pull or a perfect dice roll saves the table, credit the game's gorgeous tension, not your own genius. The we not me is the whole spirit. Lose well. In Arkham especially, losing is the design. A defeated or insane investigator just writes a darker chapter. Treat a campaign loss as story, salvage the XP, and carry the scar forward instead of rage resetting. The community's golden rule, quoted everywhere: if you think a scenario is easy, you're doing something wrong. Host the atmosphere. For mansions, set the scene, dim the lights, run the app's audio through real speakers, let the footsteps and crackling fires do the heavy lifting. Hosts who lean into atmosphere report the single biggest jump in everyone's enjoyment. Be a courteous tablemate during downtime. Eldritch can leave players idle 5 to 10 minutes between turns at high counts. Read your lengthy encounter card and plan your move while others act asterisk so the table never stalls waiting on you. And when you teach newcomers, don't open Arkham cold for a casual group. Start them on mansions or a single Arkham investigator. Openly allow turn rewinds for missed triggers and let people savor a loss instead of optimizing it away. Recommend the right entry for asterisk, their asterisk budget, not the completionist dream. And respect the rules as written. All three have detailed FAQs and errata. Check the scenario frequently asked questions before blaming the box. Ignoring Arkham's frequently asked questions updates is a flagged common mistake. Host craft, one move mansions night, lights down, app audio through a real Bluetooth speaker, phones away. The footsteps and locking doors do the work. Hosts who commit to the atmosphere report the biggest enjoyment jump of anything they tried. Losing is the story, not the failure. A defeated Arkham investigator just writes a darker chapter. Salvage the XP and carry the scar forward. Rage resetting robs the campaign of the thing that makes it great. Lose well, the next session hits harder for it. How do you make it a night, not just a game? Okay, the fun stuff, the snacks, the lexicon, the little rituals that turn we played a board game into remember that night. Lean all the way into the storytelling. Read the encounter cards, Eldritch, and the app narration mansions aloud in your spookiest voice. Players report enjoyment scales directly with how hard you ham it up. The flavor text is not filler, it's the campfire. Run mansions like a haunted house movie. App audio through a Bluetooth speaker, lights down, and let the ambient footsteps and crackling fires set the dread. It's the cheapest upgrade in the hobby. Theme the snacks and vibe to the scenario. A globetrotting Eldritch night and a claustrophobic mansions mansion crawl want completely different energy on the table. Match the mood and the night levels up for free. Keep a campaign log for Arkham. Journal your investigators' scars, trauma, and choices. The persistent story is the entire point, and rereading it before the next session rebuilds the tension like a previously on. Bonus, sleeving and storage is a rite of passage. A good insert or binder turns the expansion sprawl from a chore into part of the hobby. Hand idle eldritch players the lore. During someone else's long turn, let a waiting player read the flavor text of the encounter the active player just triggered. Everyone stays inside the story instead of checking their phone. And always lean on ArkhamDB, the free community deck builder, to browse and copy proven decks before you build your own. It flattens that brutal early curve into something joyful. Group chat vocabulary, the chaos bag, Arkham's token pool that decides your tests. Two-handed, running two decks solo. The Mythos clock, Eldritch's doom timer, every wasted turn wakes the ancient one sooner. The keeper, in Mansions 2e, that's the app, speak these and you sound like a regular. Turn downtime into story time, Eldritch's idle stretches, hand the waiting player the encounter card the active player just triggered and let them read the lore aloud. Nobody's bored, everybody's in the fiction and the table never stalls. Downtime becomes campfire. Final verdict, here's my ruling, warm and final. There's no throne with one game on it, there are three crowns and you pick the one that fits your table. Buy Mansions of Madness 2e if you want the one box that makes any group gasp, lights down, app whispering, escape room dread, an 8-year-old or a first-timer welcome at the table. It's the sweet spot pick and the easy yes for most people. Just know the app is the deal and the deal is for tonight, not 2040. Buy Arkham LCG if you mostly play solo or as a duo and you want a horror novel you co-write across a campaign that remembers your scars. It's the deepest, most rewarding box here, the connoisseurs love, and worth every hour and dollar if that's the night you crave. Buy Eldritch Horror if you want a whole world-spanning adventure in one evening, no app, no treadmill, best-in-class encounter writing, forever playable on a shelf. Run it at 3 to 4 investigators and grab Forsaken Lore and it'll outstory most campaigns in a single sitting. Match the box to the people, lean all the way into the atmosphere, give everyone a job and lose like it's part of the tale because it is. Bring for Mansions your most dramatic friend and a Bluetooth speaker, expect lights down haunted house gasps and one teammate you'll have to sacrifice. For Arkham, your steadiest solo duo partner and a campaign journal, expect scars, hard losses and a story that's yours forever. For Eldritch, your globetrotting crew of 3 to 4 and themed snacks, expect a full Cthulhu adventure in one unforgettable evening. Still deciding. Take the game finder, answer 7 quick questions and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table, with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. If I can only buy one Lovecraft cooperative, which is it? Mansions of Madness 2nd Edition, it's the most repeated answer because it nails the sweet spot of price, variety, and ease of learning, and delivers the most immersion straight out of the box. Choose Arkham LCG instead if you specifically want the deepest, story-driven solo duo campaign and don't mind the cost and learning curve. Choose Eldritch Horror if you want a self-contained, no-app, globetrotting adventure with huge variety. Do I really need the app and what happens if it dies? Only Mansions 2e requires an app, its free companion, Steam iOS Android, is your keeper, and you literally cannot play without it, which ties the game's lifespan to ongoing support. Eldritch needs no app at all, the only one is an optional fan-made setup helper, and Arkham LCG needs no app either. As of 2026, the Mansions app is still actively maintained, but app dependence is the most common long-term worry buyers raise. If plays forever, offline matters, go Eldritch or Arkham. Which is best for solo play? Arkham LCG, hands down, true solo is praised as one of the best solo tabletop experiences going, and many play two-handed, two decks for the intended challenge. Eldritch is great solo too, but it plays best with 3 to 4 investigators. A single investigator is actually the hardest mode, though solo it has zero downtime. Mansions is playable solo but designed for groups and is the weakest of the three alone. How much does it really cost to get into Arkham LCG? What's the difference between Arkham Horror the card game and the Arkham Horror board game? They're different products. Arkham Horror the card game LCG is a deck-building, campaign-driven cooperative where investigators persist and gain XP across scenarios. Arkham Horror 3rd Edition is a separate board game with a modular map and scenarios more Lovecraftian in feel to some, but widely considered not as strong as the LCG or Eldritch. Eldritch Horror is the globe-spanning board game spun off from that same family, which has the best story and which has the best atmosphere. Best story and narrative depth, Arkham LCG, by consensus, branching campaigns, persistent investigators, and acclaimed scenarios like The Unspeakable Oath and The Whole Path to Carcosa. Best atmosphere and immersion, Mansions of Madness, thanks to the app's narration, ambient audio, and warping haunted house reveals. Eldritch takes the crown for the best standalone encounter writing and globetrotting adventure. Should I buy the 2026 Chapter 2 Core or the older 2021 one for Arkham? Buy the newest 2026 Chapter 2 Core. It's a genuine reboot, new intro campaign, 5 mechanically new investigators, rebalanced cards, and reviewers advise beginners to start there because upcoming campaigns require its encounter sets. The 2021 revised core now only matters if you're specifically chasing out-of-print Chapter 1 content.